This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Molson Coors plans to lay off 400 American workers. That's about 9% of its salaried workforce in the U.S. The company has not said how many jobs will be cut here in Colorado. It hired a new CEO last month, and the Denver Business Journal reports that he intends to restructure the company. The Coors Brewery in Golden has well over 800 employees. There are also a lot more job cuts that could hit Coloradans working at the Interior Department. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more on how the federal agency is planning to cut staff.
In court filings, the department laid out where it would cut roughly 2,000 jobs across the country. Colorado would lose about 200 positions. It includes laying off 87 people who work at the Bureau of Land Management's Operations Center in Denver and cutting 39 jobs, more than half of the staff at the U.S. Geological Survey's Fort Collins Science Center. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse called the layoffs shameful and politically motivated attacks on workers at land management agencies. A court has temporarily halted the layoffs, which were issued during the federal government shutdown. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver's battle over whether to ban flavored nicotine products has drawn in donations from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The billionaire and philanthropist gave $1.5 million last month to an anti-nicotine campaign called Denver Kids versus Big Tobacco. He's now given another $1.15 million to the cause, bringing his total to more than $2.7 million. That's according to the latest filings with the city clerk. Supporters of the ban now have a 6-to-1 fundraising advantage. Ballots went out to voters this month ahead of Election Day next month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And you can find more news at CPR.org. Along the Front Range today, it should be a sunny day with calm winds and highs in the mid to upper 60s.